Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Gloria, it's definitely an honor to have a chance to speak with you. You know, what a fantastic music career that you've had over the years. When you look back, did you ever think that your music and your career would be considered so iconic?
No, I didn't. I don't think that's something you think about at that age. No, we don't think much about longevity when we're young.
What do you think it was for you that not just getting into this business the way you did, but being able to maintain and with the times and changing, still being considered, you know, one of the favorites whenever you perform or wherever you perform?
Well, I've always tried to stay current, you know, to keep up with what's going on in the music market and what people are looking for and what they want, and try to keep up with the, you know, the sounds and the subject matter that people are interested in hearing about. And one thing I've always done is sing about love, and that never gets old.
And you know, that's one of the things that, and you know, I always say I don't try to put down the music of today, because you know, kids listen to what they listen to today, and you know, it is perfectly fine. But I always find what you just said, it was about love. To me, that part seems to be missing a lot in music today. What
do
you
think? I don't think they kind of know what love is anymore.
And that's too bad, though. But, you know, one of the great things, though, and I want to talk a little bit about your career, though, but I want to, of course, make mention of why we're doing this interview, which is so important, the Princess Margaret Hospital Foundation. You and Richard Simmons are going to be here in Toronto, and it's something that's called Dance to Conquer Cancer. You're going to be involved with this. Talk a little bit about this, please.
Well, it is, as you say, a Dance to Conquer Cancer by a fundraiser. There's going to be over 500 participants, and they're going to raise $500 each for high-priority cancer research. And they'll be challenged to dance, so I'm sure that Richard Simmons will be helping with that. And so the whole idea is helping with cancer research and helping patients who are suffering with cancer.
You know, and I think one of the best things about this event, of course, with you being involved, I mean, we are talking about dance, and your music has always been about dance. It's always been about happy. I mean, there is no way that we're going to have an event like this and we're not going to hear some of your great hits going to keep us moving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be there performing. I will be singing my hits. I'll be singing, as I said before, to someone else, something old, something new, something borrowed, nothing blue.
You know, your, of course, trademark song, I Will Survive, that has to be really the theme for this event. We all want to survive cancer.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we first want them to you know, get on with the research and fix it so that we don't ever have to have cancer. You know, and then for cures for those who are already suffering.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit about your career in getting into this business. The love of music, where did that begin for you?
Well, it began at home because my mother had a great voice and she was always singing. My brothers all sang, well, most of them anyway, sang. We just all loved music, so my house was always full of music.
Was there anything in particular, though? I know you talked about, you know, your family, but were there other artists that influenced you?
Absolutely. I was influenced by all of the greats because my house was full of music. I was always hearing great music from great people like Nat King Cole and Ella Fitzgerald and Gloria Lynn and Sarah Vaughan and Nancy Wilson and, you know, all of them. And so those were my sort of teachers and mentors because we were poor. I couldn't afford to go to a school to learn music or to learn about singing. And so I studied with them. You know, listening to their music and emulating them, and it was quite a help to me.
When you were just getting into the business, correct me if I'm wrong, did you sing more jazz music or?
Yes, I did. I started singing jazz. You know, contemporary. At that time, it was top 40, but that jazz was the most popular music at that time.
You know, one of my favorite songs has always been Never Can Say Goodbye. I remember, for me, the first time listening to it, of course, was by the Jackson 5, but that was a big hit for you also.
Yes, it was. It was. I had been doing it in my, I had a single release on Columbia Records called Honeybee, but I was doing it in my show and getting as much response from Never Can Say Goodbye with the arrangement that my band had done as I was from on Honeybee and any other thing that I was doing in the show. So I asked the record company to send someone down from the company because we were looking for a song to make our next single. And I thought that because of the response I was getting to our arrangement, that it should be not only the next single, but the title song for the album. And they came down and listened. They agreed.
You know, I've had a chance to talk to a lot of the, and when I say this always with respect, the old school artists. And, you know, a lot of them, you know, trying to make it in this business, it wasn't easy. They always had hard times, whether it be with record companies or, you know, just traveling and performing in different places, like, you know, performing in the South, which may not be, you know, the easiest thing to do. What were some of the difficulties for you in trying to carve your career?
Well, I would say that my biggest problem was with record companies because they had an idea how they wanted me to sound, and I had an idea how I wanted to sound. And, you know, I could get the worst case of laryngitis if you wanted me to sing something I didn't think I wanted to sing.
Oh, my goodness. Now, again, we were talking around 75, 76, and, of course, the emergence of disco. Did you ever consider yourself a disco artist when this music was coming in? Because a lot of artists, again, that I spoke to, they said, no, I was always R&B or I was always funk. That disco thing was always sort of put on me. Did you have that?
Well, I hadn't categorized myself at all because I've always had a great variety of taste in music. And so I really wasn't categorizing myself at all until they started categorizing me. And then once I was elected queen of discos by the disc jockeys and the International Association of Disco Disc Jockeys, well, you know, that became my title. So there wasn't much I could or even wanted to do about that.
Well, of course, as I mentioned about earlier, your signature song, which everybody knows, I Will Survive, and correct me if I'm wrong, was that actually the first release or was that on the B-side of another song?
It was on the B-side of another song. The record company had asked me to record a song called Substitute, and the producers that we chose said that they would be pleased to record that song with me if they could write the B-side. And they went to their catalog and found this song and told me, well, they first spoke to me about the kind of songs that I like to sing, what kind of subject matter and all that. And they determined that, in fact, they said to me that I was the one they'd been waiting for to sing this song that they'd written some years before. And when I heard the song, I'm thinking, what are you, nuts? I'm going to put this on the B-side of what? And so I thought, okay, that's fine, but, you know, we'll deal with that later. And I recorded this song. It became just a wonderful recording, and we worked really hard to get the record company to start promoting it as the A-side.
And, of course, it became a massive hit. I mean, this is probably, you know, one of the dumbest questions I can ask any artist, but did you ever think that it would become not just as big as it turned out to be, but again, as iconic, where to the point where, American Idol says, okay, please don't sing that song because everybody wants to sing that song for their auditions.
Yeah, I know, because everybody knows that they can sing it from the heart because they've dealt with things that have caused them to feel, you know, this is insurmountable, I hope I'll survive.
Because what you just said, what's one of the most touching things that somebody has said to you that song has helped get them through the tough times?
Well, I tell you, the really great story, if I can make it as short as I can, I'm in Italy performing. Young lady comes to me after the show. This was right after I had changed the words to the song from It Took All the Strength I Had Not to Fall Apart to say, only the Lord could give me strength not to fall apart. She comes and tells me that she missed her flight that morning, and she believed that God caused her to miss the flight so she could hear me sing. And I thought, that's really sweet. And she said, no, you don't understand. I've been really depressed recently, and where I'm living here in Italy, I don't have any privacy. So I was going home so that I could commit suicide. But now that I've heard you sing that song, I know where my strength can come from, and I don't have to die.
You know, after this whole disco craze, you know, you changed your life. You got into some acting. You did some TV shows. You still perform. When you look at your career now, I mean, you're happy with the way your career is now that you've got more control of it?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the things that I could have done and would have done differently had taken more control when I was younger. And it's too late for some of those things now, but it's a new day, and you know, there are new things to be done, new frontiers to conquer, and new horizons to move towards, and that's exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah, because like I said, you're still recording. You recorded in 2002, 2005, 2007. I mean, you're still doing what you want to do. When people look back at your music, what do you hope that they have gotten from it?
I hope that they got that nothing is written in stone. Your future is what you make it. And you can and you will survive anything.
Absolutely. Claire, thank you so much for this interview. You have no idea how happy you've made me to have a chance to speak to somebody whose music I've danced to for so many years, but now got a chance to get a little insight on the artist and the music. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.